It is Thought Leader Thursday. Greg Worsak is here from Associated Bank. Greg is the Senior Vice President, Senior Regional Manager for the Chicago Market for Commercial Real Estate at Associated Bank. And Greg, good morning. Welcome back to the opening bell.
Greg, good morning. Welcome back to the opening bell.
Good morning, Steve. Great to be here.
I wanted to talk a little bit about some real estate deals. We saw an article about some of the top real estate loans that have been happening in Chicago, and you're our go-to guy when it comes to this sort of stuff. Some of these deals and the numbers are pretty significant. Let me get your impression on the market generally as we see it now, if you had to give us a snapshot.
I would say right now the market is really stable and, you know, to positive. From a lending perspective, I would say the market is in sort of a nice equilibrium. It's working well. You know, construction lending is available and permanent takeout is available from the life companies and conduit, the CMBS market. There's a robust investment sale market, a lot of properties being sold upon completion. So I would say that, definitely very positive from a lending perspective. You know, some of the projects you're alluding to are here in Chicago that were highlighted are certainly getting up and do some dollar amounts that you are more used to seeing in New York. Mm-hmm. So there recently were a couple of billion-dollar loans executed for the Willis Tower and 500 West Madison. So
yeah, the realdeal.com had put a list of 10 of them together. That was on top. It was a refinance for the Willis Tower.
Yeah, it was $1 billion when Blackstone bought it, but as you know, they're redeveloping the entire ground floor retail around the perimeter of the building, which should completely change the building and, frankly, that entire submarket, that area. It's going to really, I think, ignite quite a bit of activity in that area.
Another property that a lot of folks are seeing this week, Wrigley Field. They did a refinance or finance on that of $525 million. That's sort of driving that whole neighborhood, isn't it?
Yeah, even the Cubs need to take out a loan. You can't do everything with cash, but that's obviously a very interesting redevelopment that they did, not just to the stadium, but adjacent to the stadium and the new hotel as well, so which is now open.
Yeah, didn't they buy, wasn't the purchase price that the Ricketts paid for all of that like $900 million? Or something like that.
It was $900
million. Yeah. So what do? Add those two together now and say that's the worth of all of this stuff?
Well, it depends. I mean, I think they have a separate real estate development arm where some of the real estate around Wrigley is being held in that development company. And so the question is, you know, how much would go with the Cubs if they ever elected to sell in terms of the real estate that is complementing the area, if you will, that they've acquired.
I'm going to go through a couple of others and see if any of these ring a bell to you. $470 million for 150 North Riverside Plaza.
And know it well. It's we're one of the banks involved in the bank syndicate that financed it.
What is that building?
It's I would say architecturally one of the coolest buildings that's been done in a long time. It comes up at a V from the base. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of green space, really cool architecture right on the river there, and the views from inside up and down the river are fantastic.
The other is the old post office complex, $355 million.
That the old post office is actually closer to 3 million square feet. That's an amazing facility, and I would guess if Amazon is interested in Chicago for H2Q, that's probably one that's pretty high on the list that could accommodate their space needs.
Is that would that go into the equation of deciding whether or not that loan gets approved? Is the fact that they're in the running for that?
That certainly makes it a little easier when a tenant like that signs a lease.
Let's talk about 1 South Dearborn, $235 million.
Yeah, that's a big one. It's a beautiful building. I guess the only thing I would say that is working against it is, it's more central loop. And mm-hmm. if you look at the rest of that list, it seems to have more of a west loop orientation to it in terms of the buildings right. that are listed.
They also have Sidley and Austin. That's the headquarters of the law firm Sidley and Austin.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah, for now. You know something that we...
Well, you never know. I mean, yeah. There's the law firms are big office space users in Chicago, and when new office buildings are being built, like there was just a new one announced at 110 North Wacker, there's it's a million four square feet in an outstanding location with a beautiful design, a Sidley in Austin becomes a target for relocating and actually downsizing.
Is 108 North State, the $225 million, is that Block 37?
That is Block 37.
What's going on there?
Well, on that deal, I think it's actually the air rights, which is even more interesting given the size of that deal.
And what do they mean by air rights for those of us who are...
It's the space that, in the case of that project, there were some components of the development that were actually built on top of the retail. So it was they sold the rights to sell above the retail.
As we look at these numbers and these properties, it looks like a healthy market if these loans are being approved.
Yeah, it's, a lot of those deals we just talked about are some of the nicest Class A product that's going on in Chicago, quite honestly, in terms of the office buildings. So I think, with A buildings, with A sponsorship, access to capital is going to continue to be available.
It would probably take us forever to go through every part of the Chicago area to see if this sort of filters out into the suburbs and surrounding areas. But is it fair to say the whole area is seeing this kind of good work?
It is. It is. It's. I would say we're very busy right now, and all indications are that things will continue to be positive at least out for the next 12 to 18 months, despite expected interest rate bumps. I think there's still a high level of confidence in the commercial real estate community.
Let's talk about Fulton Market. That whole area, too, is still in our spotlight as we see what's happening there. And I know that there was some development happening with dorm-style apartments that are going to open up over there. What's that about?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. We've been watching this whole co-work concept with WeWork and others that—and I think— it's really taken off from an office-based perspective, and now you're starting to see, the WeWorks now have WeLiving. Mm-hmm. So they're moving into the residential space, and, the concept is very similar in that an operator comes in, they lease the entire space under a master lease from the building owner, and then they turn around and lease out, in this case, a smaller living space, if you will, with roommates for what we call a lower chunk price. So in the case that you're referring to, it's a 75-unit apartment building. They decided to execute a lease with a European company that specializes in this type of business. And the target is to ultimately lease those 75 units to various roommates, totaling 175 renters.
Wow.
So you can kind of do the math, and what they're basically doing is it's kind of a dorm-style approach to residential living, and the whole idea is affordability. That's the big thing in the big cities right now is how do these college grads, professionals coming out, live affordably in good locations in big cities near where they're working.
In addition to saving money on all of that, some of these places offer leases that could be like month to month. There's like no big move-in deal that goes on. Is this communal living thing, is this going to take hold?
I would not bet against it because I use this term a lot. It's chunk price. It's when you're a college student with student debt and you can go out and live in Fulton Market for $1,200 a month. It includes your utilities, your internet access, and it's turnkey. I mean, some of the units that they offer are, your mattress, your bed linens, everything. It's fully furnished, versus, say, that same person having to get roommates and go out to Logan Square or some other area to achieve cheaper rents. I think there's... I get the business thesis, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, we're not talking about communal showers and sharing a couch out in the TV room, are we?
I hope not, but a lot of the operators that are bringing these new concepts, and in the one you're referring to, it's European companies that this has worked well in Europe. It's worked well in New York, and now it's coming to Chicago.
And along those lines, I saw this thing, and I just and I know you've been talking about it too. Found Chicago Hotel, this hotel that's basically a bed and a bathroom for $24 a night.
Yeah, there's a lot of new interesting concepts. And again, it's a lot of out of area, out of the country sponsors coming in and trying these new concepts that work elsewhere. And they're interesting. We're monitoring them, but it's tough to underwrite from a lender's perspective.
Yeah. I know as I watched some of this stuff, I was thinking in the back of my head, this sounds like a good investment potentially.
Potentially.
So people are out there looking to put money in a place. I wanted to close out today by talking to you about how this real estate firm in Chicago has bought up some properties owned by the city of Hartford in Connecticut. What's up with that?
I think a lot of, Chicago is sort of a hotbed for real estate companies, and a lot of them operate locally, regionally, nationally. And in this case, it's a fund that's likes to do, triple net investments. And in this case, it's a creative situation where they've approached, the state about doing sale leasebacks of some of their buildings. And so it's a way for the state to free up capital. And it's similar to what Illinois is doing in terms of looking at some of their real estate holdings and saying, is this really a good use of our capital given some of our financial challenges?
And that's one that we can stay tuned and watch a little closer, because if that works, that might be a way to solve some of Illinois' problems.
It could be.
Greg, it's always good chatting with you. We'll see you next time.
Sounds good, Steve.
All right. Greg Worsak is the Senior Vice President and Regional Manager for the Chicago Market for Commercial Real Estate at Associated Bank. He's our thought leader today. We're going to continue our conversation after the bell with Greg, and we'll post that in the podcast of the opening bell later this morning at WGNRadio.com.